This week on Windows,
we're showing off the Surface Dial and the things you can do with it.
We've got tips to help you organize your browsing life with Microsoft Edge.
And we're getting down with 50 Shades Darker.
Do you mean?
Yep. You're watching This Week on Windows. Welcome to This Week on Windows. Now today, we're getting you up close and personal with Surface Dial, helping you get the most out of the new Microsoft Edge tabs, and getting 50 Shades Darker.
So much on our plates. Now let's start things off with the Surface Dial. This little device seemingly is taking the tech world by storm, but have you ever seen one up close? For more on this new device, we'll toss it over to Molly Ruiz Hopper from the Windows blog.
Surface Dial was designed to optimize how you work and create. With simple presses and turns of the dial, you can bring your most used shortcuts to life. This helps you focus on what you're doing instead of spending time thinking about keyboard shortcuts or menu navigation. It's designed to keep you in the flow. It's compatible with any PC, laptop, or tablet that has the latest version of Windows 10 and supports Bluetooth LE. It comes preloaded with global controls that work across apps. These include media controls such as volume, mute, unmute, pause, play, next, and previous. I love this feature for navigating my playlist above the lock screen. I'm also a huge fan of the dial's haptic feedback. The vibrations make it super intuitive to be really precise with the controls. You can also quickly scroll and zoom on web pages, documents, and the like. Likewise, you have undo and redo controls at your fingertips and can adjust screen brightness as well as the narrator feature. Additionally, users can add up to 3 custom shortcuts to Surface Dial. Simply add a custom tool in Settings, then Devices, and then Wheel. For example, I added Paste as a shortcut, which is great when writing blog posts for the site. For more information on Surface Dial, please visit surface.com/support. If you're an app developer and interested in building custom app features for Surface Dial users, visit msdn.microsoft.com.
This week, the Windows Store gets a little darker, 50 shades darker.
Anastasia, I want you back.
In the second installment of the 50 Shades trilogy, Anastasia and the ever-mysterious billionaire Christian Grey are at it again, this time with some former flames sparking up drama. Get the racy, unrated edition of 50 Shades Darker in the movies and TV section of the Windows Store 2 weeks before Blu-ray.
I've never been happier.
Speaking of movies, make sure to check out the Windows Store for the $4.99 movie weekend. Now, the Windows Store is filled with wonderful entertainment. With that in mind, we've got some stellar apps and games. Check out this month's TWOW picks. Travel across continents and battle bosses and dragons alike with Dragon's Blade 2 FX. Play this fun RPG adventure in a custom party, solo, or online with friends. Then the battle continues, this time with Path of War, where the entire U.S. of A. is your battleground. Fight to expand your territory while racing your way to Washington, D.C. Hey, I think I see my house. Then, if abstract puzzle adventure love stories with a reincarnation twist are your thing, consider Karma Incarnation 1. Explore this rich, award-winning world. Seriously, check out the Windows Store for the list of awards. And learn karma laws all at the same time. From the apps world, check out Next Gen Reader. Now, this RSS news reader is great for anyone looking to keep their finger on the pulse of the news they can use and are interested in. Plus, it's got a free trial. Polar has long been known for its photo editing software. Get the original editor now and take your photos to the next level. I mean, look at all of those edit tools. Out of this world. Finally, for the artist in all of us, there's Sketchable. Now, I love this app for long plane trips and because I truly enjoy defacing cars. Get all of these apps and games in the Windows Store and look for more TWOW picks in the future.
Big news for Forza fans. This week saw the announcement of a hot new expansion pack. And who best to tell you more about this than Larry Herb, Xbox Live's Major Nelson.
Get ready, Forza fans, because Hot Wheels is here! The second Forza Horizon 3 expansion arrives May 9th on both Xbox One and Windows 10 PCs as part of the Forza Horizon 3 expansion pass or as a standalone purchase. Get in on all the high-speed stunts with some of the franchise's most famous cars, like the Bone Shaker, the Rip Rod, and the Twin Mill. To celebrate the expansion, tune in on May 8th for a special world debut live stream from Hot Wheels headquarters in Los Angeles, California. The show kicks off at 1 p.m. Pacific, that's 4 o'clock Eastern, with behind-the-scenes fun, special guests, and of course, gameplay. Last but not least, let's talk virtual reality battle. Specifically, a virtual reality esports contest starting May 13th at select Microsoft Store locations across North America. Compete against rival gamers in the Unspoken, an Oculus Touch-enabled 1v1 fighting and action multiplayer game that lets you slip into a hidden world of barehanded spellcasting and magician's duels. The program, brought to you by Oculus, Insomniac Games, and ESL, is powered by Intel, Asus, and Windows 10. It kicks off with a LAN tournament and culminates with top regional players battling it out at the flagship Microsoft store in New York City. Winner takes home more than $1,000 in cash, an Oculus Rift and Touch, plus an Oculus Ready PC, not to mention the title of Oculus Unspoken Champion. For more details on the event and how you can register, check out the link below.
Did you know you can now manage and save your internet searches with Microsoft Edge? Let me show you. If you're anything like me, it's easy to lose track of what's in your tabs, especially if you have a lot of tabs open from the same site. So here's my busy browser, pretty typical. I'm catching up on my Beam streams and Xbox Wire. Here's a post on MajorNelson.com, Bing, all recipes, because everyone has to eat. Oh, the new Forza car pack and the Windows blog, which is a great place to check out tips, tricks, and the latest and greatest in Windows. Plug. Now, this new tab preview bar gives me a visual preview of every tab I've got open without leaving the page. Click this down arrow, the Show Tab Previews button, and now I can scroll through all my open tabs. But wait, there's more. Now you can save these tabs in case you want to check them out later. Simply click the Set These Tabs Aside button, and voila! After you set the tabs aside, click the Tabs You've Set Aside button to choose which tabs you'd like to revisit, and click Restore Tabs. Ooh, that looks good.
That's our show for this week. Remember to keep it here each and every week. I'm Chaitanya.
And I am Kate. And thanks for watching This Week on Windows.